Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting 5th. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting 6th. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting 8th. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting 9th. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting 8th. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting 9th. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind bunts in front of the plate. O'Neill fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Langford for the out. Jameson moves to third. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress takes first base on ball four. Maynisch moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is called out on strikes. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Maynisch moves to third. Kress moves to second. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Maynisch tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Uhel. Kress moves to third. Melillo moves to second. George Blyaholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyaholder hits a line drive into center field. Langford picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Langford. Kress scores. Melillo scores. Blyaholder moves to third. It's 3-0, Browns. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-1 in the game. McNeely hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blyaholder scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Browns. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNeely. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-1 in the game. Brannan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Brannan reaches second base with a double. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-1 in the game. Blue bunts towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brannan moves to third. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brannan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-1 in the game. Schult is hit by the pitch. Mainisch moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Uhel moves to second. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-0 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Uhel scores. Jameson moves to second. It's 5-1, Browns. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-1 in the game. Langford hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Browns. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards third. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNeely hits a pop-up towards third. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell bunts towards third. Melillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodapp moves to second. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hodapp moves to third. Jameson moves to second. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manish moves to second. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn fields it and throws to home to get Blue. Manish moves to third. Kress moves to second. One out. Guy Sturdy pinch hits for Ski Melillo. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Manish scores. Kress moves to third. Schult moves to second. It's 6-4, Browns. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy is walked intentionally. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kress scores. Schult scores. There goes Sturdy trying to get to third. Summa throws the ball into Lind, who relays the ball to Hodap, who tags Sturdy for the out. Two outs. It's 8-4, Browns. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Blaeholder hits a pop-up towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Mullen now playing third base. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullen juggles the ball. That's an error on Mullen. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. Summa bunts towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. Fonseca moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Hodap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodap is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodap hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fonseca scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Browns. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Hodap goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 8-6 Browns. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 6. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNeely hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brannan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Brannan reaches second base with a double. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. Brannan moves to third. Two outs. Jaime Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Manish takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodap fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 6. the Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Jameson bunts towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Langford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 6. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen bunts towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Schult moves to second. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Blaya Holder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaya Holder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Blaya Holder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-3 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. Summa hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 6. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNeely hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Brannon hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Langford, who is chasing the ball. Blue reaches third base with a triple. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mainisch. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodapp moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Jameson takes first base on ball four. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lind hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hodapp scores. Jameson moves to second. It's 8-7, Browns. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon misplays the ball. That's an error on Brannon. Jameson scores. Lind moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 8, Indians, 8. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 8. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell misplays the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Kress moves to second. Billy Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-0 in the game. Mullen strikes out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kress scores. Schult moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 9-8, Browns. Frank Wilson pinch runs for Steve O'Neill. Clyde Mannion pinch hits for George Blyaholder. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion strikes out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNeely hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schult scores. There goes Wilson trying to get to third. Summa throws the ball into Hodapp, who tags Wilson for the out. That run is unearned. It's 10-8, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Gray now pitching. Clyde Mannion now catching. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-4 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-3 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 8. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.